Yeah, I think he dictates a lot of coverages, you know, meaning there's certain things that defenses are going to be a little more hesitant to do with a guy like Calvin out there. And, you know, it allows you, I think, the quarterback to kind of pre-snap some things. And if they are leaving him singled up, it allows you to get into plays that take advantage of that. So he's obviously a very valuable weapon.
How is this offense developing right now? I mean, we look at it. It's obviously May. It's obviously okay.
Right.
But
defense, well, ahead of the offense. Yeah, I think always at this point that can you can have that appearance. You know, the big thing to me, I don't even necessarily concern myself as much as whether you know, we won the play or not. Because, listen, I know that these plays work. I know that the offense that we're developing will work. It's more whether guys are lining up correctly. You know, the drops start to bother you after a while. But as long as we're getting our snaps, not fumbling, lining up correctly, running the plays correctly, I know when we get in a game planning situation that, you know, these things are going to be just fine.
So in that sense, it is developing as – like normal. This is the normal progression.
Yes. I mean, today was a little sloppy. I'm not going to lie to you. I was getting a little angry today because I thought that mostly the drops and, you know, some of the alignments weren't what you want. And so it was really a concentration issue more than anything. But, no, I'm pretty excited about these players we have and the way that this thing's going to develop.
Right. Considering the problem that this team had with drops last season, is that a concern that even
I think it's always a concern, but I do think that there's good hands here. So it's really a matter of concentration and just getting these guys the reps. And a lot of it is just getting their comfort level down. You know, they're still learning the offense, and so they're thinking, where do I line up? What's the depth of my route? And, you know, I think when they get more comfortable, their concentration will come up a little bit, and we'll catch the ball better because they do have good hands.
What's the difference between watching Calvin Johnson and actually seeing him live? What have you seen in him that you didn't like out of
him? It's really, you know, you got to be careful not to be a fan when you're watching him because really unbelievable when you see him in person, just how big and strong and fast he is. It's even more so than you thought, so it's pretty impressive.
A lot was made of Stafford getting a new coaching system. How is he progressing?
Really, he's really remarkably bright. You know, I've heard that he was a smart player, but the speed and ease with which he picks things up is you know, he has even surprised me, and I had pretty high expectations coming in. So I think he's doing really well.
Does that mean that you can accelerate some of the information that you hand out, or do you want to use